Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, starring award-winning real estate coaches and number one international best-selling authors, Tim and Julie Harris. This is the number one daily radio show for realtors looking for a no BS, authentic, real-time coaching experience. What's really working in today's market, how to generate more leads, make more money, and have more time for what you love in your life. And now your hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back. Today we're going to be talking more about buyer agency. We're talking specifically about how to get an exclusive buyer agency contract signed. In other words, what to say, how to, you know, present your USPs, why would a buyer want to commit to work exclusively with you? That's what we're focusing on today. And by the way, we really appreciate all the great feedback we've been getting from all of you with regards to the content we've been providing. And you know, I think a lot of the reasons you guys are tuning in at record numbers to our podcast is because you're looking for a practical, tactical, no BS approach to understanding all the changes that are happening in the industry. And what a lot of you are appreciating is the fact that, guess what? You're going to be able to adapt. You know, it's not end times for real estate agents. All the doom and gloom that people are predicting, none of it is true. Listen to yesterday's podcast we did on the 8 reasons to feel incredibly optimistic about what's actually happening in the real estate industry. Because at the end of the day, we are without a doubt in my mind at the very beginning stages of a ever increasing housing market, which will create more opportunities. But frankly, it's going to create opportunities for the agents that have the skill set. So more opportunities, and I think in a lot of cases to different agents, different, you know, groups, different teams, different brokerages. So have your mind open, but whatever you do, do not allow yourself to be lulled into complacency. Stop looking for more information. Start getting into massive action. As things change, as things evolve, we're going to tell you exactly what to do and how to do it. So don't worry, you are listening to the right podcast. We are definitely going to give you the right direction so you can always be of service to others and make a ton of money because of the changes in the marketplace.
That's right. And it is time to polish your buyer process. There has never been more urgency than now to ensure you're operating professionally, showing your value, and now staying compliant. So get out of freakout mode and into action so you can survive the changes and thrive in the new market with the new rules. Now, just in case you've had your head in the sand for the past week and a half, there are two significant changes. There's a lot of changes, but we're highlighting the two that are most omnipresent to pay attention to as a result of the NAR Commission lawsuit settlement.
And remember, our notes are available to you, not unfortunately available where they used to be, with it, which was in the show description of if you're on YouTube or if you're on Spotify, Stitcher, or all the other places, because they don't give us as much space. So if you want to have full access to all of our notes, and we know a lot of you guys use this for your social sharing, you use our notes for your own training, for your teams, your brokerages, and whatever. Well, we are making available more information, not less, but you have to subscribe to the newsletter. Just go to harrisrealestatedaily.com, harrisrealestatedaily.com. The vision for the newsletter is it's going to become one of the main ways we're going to communicate with all of you, because it allows us, again, a more essentially more room to express and give you guys the information that we can't do on this podcast. So we're talking about scripts, we're talking about forms, we're talking about processes, all the rest of it are available exclusively to Harris Real Estate Daily subscribers, and it's free. That's our daily newsletter. It's going to include this podcast. It does include the full notes from every podcast that we're going to be doing. It does also include a lot of exclusive content. There's no reason for you not to subscribe. Just go to harrisrealestatedaily.com, harrisrealestatedaily.com, or scroll down below in the show description from today and click the link to join harrisrealestatedaily.com. Now, remember, I told you this. It is a new newsletter, and you have not opened a newsletter or an email from this newsletter yet, so it might arrive in your – you're going to opt in, and then it's going to require you to double opt in. So it's going to opt – you're going to put your email in, and then it's going to send you an email saying, hey, you know, Bob, did you really want this newsletter? So you're going to have to find that newsletter. Sometimes it's arriving in people's bulk email. Or if you're like on, you know, Gmail, as most of you are, it might show up in your spam folder. So make sure you go there. When you opt in, the email confirmation is going to be sent almost immediately. So if you're not seeing it in your inbox, you have to look in bulk or spam and just click the link to agree that you want the newsletter. And that is all it takes. And if you opted in over the last 2 weeks, as a lot of you did, and you did not, and you're not yet getting the newsletter, at 99% chance, it's because of the reasons I just stated. You just need to find it. Just go to all mail. Or just go to spam and just put in our last name, Harris, and you'll find it, and just click the link to opt in and you'll be off to the races. Or you can, and if you have not yet opted in, like I said, just go to harrisrealestatedaily.com.
All right. So why are we upgrading your buyer system so urgently? Well, again, the NAR settlement agreement mandates two critical changes to how members and MLS participants transact. We're going to talk about that briefly to make sure that you're up to speed, and then we're going to dive in. So the number one thing was that NAR agreed to create a new MLS rule prohibiting offers of compensation on the MLS. This would mean offers of compensation could not be communicated via your MLS. Still, they will continue, the commissions are an option consumers can pursue off MLS through negotiation and consultation with you, real estate professionals. Remember, just because the commission isn't listed in the MLS does not mean that the commissions have disappeared.
So Julie and I did read and did our best in our non-legal minds to try to understand what the agreement was. And there was a provision in the agreement. Again, this hasn't been put in place yet, but it does appear that what has been proposed is going to be what the final agreement will be. But we did find that it's very clear that there will still be opportunities for a listing agent to offer compensation to the buyer. It just cannot be on the MLS. So what does that mean? It can be on the broker's actual website. It can be on the agent's actual website. It just can't be on the MLS. So what we suspect is going to happen, and only makes sense, this is what's going to happen. I bet you someone's already created this, frankly, is there is going to be a entrepreneurial software-minded widget builder who's going to create something that will make it so that the MLS, your local board's MLS, is going to be integrated with this widget along with all the other brokers' websites. And it's going to effectively become the new source that you're going to go and search for, you know, listing information, and it will list what the co-op commission is. And we're also going to suggest that your buyers who do sign exclusive contracts with you are also going to want to know what the commission is, because they're going to, in the future, going to be obligated to pay that buyer's agent's commission. And again, we're going to talk a lot about that a lot today, and we've talked about it on the past podcast. Ultimately, we think the sellers are going to pay for it, or it's going to be somehow, you know, it's going to be covered in the financing or something like that. But the buyer is going to want to know what sellers are already agreeing to compensate their buyer's agent. The buyers are still going to want to use a buyer's agent. So the buyers are going to be the ones that are going to be, you know, frankly, putting preference on the listings that are offering a commission. I know that sounds counterintuitive, but that's what's happened traditionally with any kind of, well, you know, you'll ask for this, you know, if you're a VA, if you've ever worked with VA or FHA buyers, you know that oftentimes they are going to have more expenses that the seller is going to have to pay. And so there'll be some sellers, and particularly in a tight seller's market, who will say no FHA or VA buyers. There'll be, you know, things that happen like that. Well, what's going to happen is those FHA, VA buyers traditionally have searched out, you know, buyer or sellers in their, you know, obviously their buyer's agents have as well, looking for sellers that have already agreed to work with FHA or VA buyers. Well, the same thing's going to happen in some form with regards to co-op commissions. So the moral of the story is, do not worry about it. By the time these changes are put in place mid this year, there will be, without a doubt, systems in place to make it so it'll be largely business as usual, except for the fact that you will have to have a formalized approach in working with your buyers, and you will absolutely have to have not only your agency forms signed, but also your exclusive buyer agency form signed.
Which is point number two. Again, there's a whole lot. I can't even remember how many pages were there in the settlement, and it's all legal stuff. So there's a lot to that, but we're concentrating on what you just explained. And number two, which you just ramped up, NAR also agreed to create a new rule requiring MLS participants working with buyers to enter into a written representation agreement with their buyers before the buyer tours a home. And I looked that up to make sure that that timing was in the language, because, you know, a lot of people have been getting them signed, but after the second or third, you know, visit.
But that's new information.
This is in the settlement. I know. And I looked that up to make sure that we're correct.
Well, but here's the question, Julie. And I think that's awesome, truthfully, because we used to run our real estate team that way. Mm-hmm. Our buyer's agents would meet with the buyer. They have a presentation.
Right.
The results of the presentation would be the agency form signed, the exclusive buyer agency form signed, and a buyer net sheet signed, right? We always required all our buyer agents to do it that way. And by the way, guys, this was back in the 90s into the very early 2000s. That's how long, you know, the real scaled up professional teams have been approaching this very topic, because we knew eventually the buyer's agent's commission was no longer going to be an entitlement to the transaction. But this is very fascinating that they're going to require that buyers have an exclusive sign. But I'm going to ask this question.
Sure.
And you know what I'm going to ask. You tell me, you explain to me exactly what's the mechanism that's going to be in place that's going to make the buyer agent prove that they have an exclusive signed with that buyer prior to showing real estate, right? Because there's nothing like that now that makes it so that the buyer, or the rather the buyer's agent, has proved that they had the actual state agency form signed, which they are supposed to legally have signed.
Correct.
Upon the first time meeting with the buyer. Mm-hmm. So I want to know how that actually is going to work.
Well, that's a good question. And I think a lot of this is getting worked out, and there are some different practices done by the states. However, I have consulted with my own Canadian coaching clients who were already ahead of this by about, I think it's been maybe 120 days now that they already had this in place as a result, not even of lawsuits. It's just something that their boards passed. And by and large, what they're having to do is, let's say that I want to show your listing. I'm going to call you to set up that showing. You're going to send me, a digital version of a little form that I have to download and send to my buyer. I have to DocuSign or something that I actually sent that, and then that ends up back to you, just like you would do before a contract. You know, you're sending your regular agency, but now it's happening before the showing. Now, as so far, there's no real follow-up, like the board's not calling you as the listing agent saying, hey, do you have that form before you allow Julie to show your listing? That's not really happening. I think this is all being worked out. There are also states that are saying, and again, this is the NAR settlement, so who gets precedent on this? There's a lot of states that are saying the language is, as is most reasonably executed, which is very vanilla. What does that mean? Really before the first showing, or is that when you write an offer? But ultimately, what is policing this is that agents simply will not get paid by their brokers if that is not on file, just like any other form that compliance oversees. You know, you don't get your property disclosure signed, no commission check for you. So it's a matter of timeline, but technically it is in the settlement that says you've got to get it done before you show. So I think it's smart to err on the side of doing the presentation earlier. Some of these guys listening have never done a presentation at all.
Well, so it makes sense to me, based on what you said and the research you did, thank you for doing that, that there will be some sort of automated approach to doing this.
Eventually,
where basically the buyer wants to set up a showing, and then there's going to have to be someone's, there'll be MLSs, they're going to work out this process.
I could see it actually, the form being a link that's in the listing. You know, I'm going to set up the showing, I have to click that before I'm able to set up a showing.
Right. And maybe it's just a checkbox type scenario. Right. These things, the thing that's crazy about a lot of this stuff is there are no answers to these questions that Julie and I keep on figuring out to ask, and a lot of you will figure out to ask as well. These are things that are going to have to be worked out over time,
yeah,
which is going to add to your frustration if you let it. But just remember, you got to just focus on really what you're required to do to be of service to that buyer and to follow the law. And whatever the best practices are, based on whatever your MLS and your broker tells you, just do it. Don't overthink it, because ultimately your job is to help a buyer or a seller transact, and then obviously to get paid. So just focus on those things. And you really, the semantics of some of these things that Julie and I talk about on the podcast are just for the sake of being able to be of service to all of you. But in all practicality, they're not going to be very, you know, useful to all of you boots on the ground real estate agents. But remember, you do need to learn how to adapt to the new market. You are going to need to learn how to, you know, present. You are going to need to learn how to present your USPs. You are going to need to have a formalized approach. The informal days of working with buyers are over. You know, just meeting them at a Starbucks and showing somebody who just, you know, texted you 5 minutes before, you don't know anything about, showing them a home, those days are over. How open houses are going to work is going to be another little obscurity, mm-hmm, that we're all going to have to work out. We talk about all these things in Premier Coaching. And remember, you can join Premier Coaching for free. Just go to premiercoaching.com, or just click the link that's below to join Premier Coaching. It's without a doubt the next natural step for all of you in your real estate businesses, because within Premier Coaching is a whole section on, guess what, this very topic and more: buyer pre-qualification scripts, buyer presentations, presenting your USPs. You know, essentially explain to a buyer why they'd want to commit to work exclusively with you. That's all included within Premier Coaching. We're in the process, Julie and I are, personally updating all that information this week. So if you're an existing Premier Coaching client, make sure you log in and get the new information. Probably in about 2 weeks, we'll have it all updated with new art and everything. But in the meantime, for the rest of you, go to premiercoaching.com. You can join Premier Coaching for free. And yes, that does include a daily semi-private coaching call with one of our Harris certified coaches. Do not delay. Get that done right away. That way, you know, you have a sense of direction, know exactly what to do next.
All right, so what is your plan to obtain a buyer's signature on the representation agreements? What is your experience with this so far? you probably fall into one of these three categories. Number one, this is where most of our coaching clients fall. No problem. You've been doing this for months, years, or some of them even decades. You have a presentation and a buyer system, and it's business as usual for you. You're relieved that now everyone else has to be as professional as you've been. Nice work. That's what I'm hearing from most of our coaching clients.
Go you. Yeah.
And certainly our coaches. Okay, number two. You might fall into this camp. What are you talking about? I work with people who already trust me and I've never had to worry about their loyalty. How do I ask a friend to sign an agreement?
Those are the agents that are going to have the hardest time adapting. Agreed. The ones that have only been doing centers of influence in past clients.
Yes. And number three, what's a buyer agency agreement? You've only completed the state agency form and have yet to really even consider this. Well, whatever category you fall into, it's time to get serious about following a system that will result in the required agreement and signatures. This is not just to be compliant, although now you have the pressure that you're going to have to be compliant. It's to have a transparent, specific agreement and expectations with your buyer clients.
So what follows is our exclusive 8-step buyer agent system. We have a 7-step for going after listings. We have 8 steps. Thank you, new formage that's required for working with buyers. Julie, point number one of your 8-step system.
All right. Of course, point number one is generate the lead in the first place, because the rest of the system is irrelevant if you can't do this. Things to consider. Where do your buyer leads come from currently? What are you spending or not spending per lead?
This is a good place to interject. Sure. You guys, if you've been buying your buyer leads, the buying of the buyer lead business is going to be under attack like never before. In other words, the quality of the leads and the expense of those lower quality leads, it's going to put a lot of agents and brokerages who basically been, you know, selling their leads to their buyer's agents. All those businesses are going to be under an enormous amount of pressure, more so than they even are now. For other reasons, because if you guys want to know what I'm talking about, Google TCPA lead opt-in form. Just Google those keywords and you'll find exactly what I'm talking about. We've done podcasts on this, but guess what? Even more changes happening, not just for real estate, but overall lead generation. So the portals that have been selling you guys these buyer leads, a lot of them are not going to be in business towards probably third or fourth quarter this year. Bottom line, learn to generate your own buyer leads. Best part of that, guess what? Buyer leads are the easiest types of leads to generate. And we teach you how to do that in enormous detail in Premier Coaching, but there will always be, you know, a plethora of buyer leads in every market, in every market condition, because everyone always wants to buy real estate.
And if you're stymied by this very beginning point of your 8-step buyer process, if this is giving you consternation, that's a great reason to get involved in Premier Coaching so that we can help you and get you unstuck from this situation. All right, so let's say that that's not you. You're on top of your buyer leads. You've got buyer leads. Point number two. Follow up using furiously fast lead follow-up practices. It doesn't matter what source that buyer lead came from, voicemail, email, text, referral, internet, social media, it doesn't matter. Follow up immediately by voice and then in person for your presentation. Now, part of your follow-up is part number three of your system. Pre-qualify your buyer leads using a proven and effective buyer pre-qualification script. The script should discover the following. And how can they get the notes? Did we mention that? I think you did at the top. Okay,
yeah.
Because I don't want to go too fast. Go ahead.
HarrisRealEstateDaily.com. All of our notes are there. HarrisRealEstateDaily.com. You have to opt in. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. I just didn't want to blaze through it. All right. So pre-qualify your buyer leads with a script, which will determine which home in the area do they plan on selling. That's finding out if they're also a listing lead. Are they already working with an agent? Are they pursuing financing? Are they all cash or are they not sure yet? What price has their lender told them not to go over? What's motivating their desire to move? And what's their ideal time frame?
So when you are a Premier Coaching member, the whole script called the buyer pre-qualification script is part of Premier Coaching in the buyer section. Start using that every single time with every single buyer. And a lot of times you're going to find that probably 50% of your leads that are showing up in your life as buyers actually have homes to sell as well, but you're just not fishing that out of them because you don't know how to pre-qualify or don't know how to pre-qualify at a high level. So make sure you're using our buyer pre-qualification script.
Yes, because that's an important precursor to point number four, doing your actual buyer presentation. You're going to maybe change your strategy if it's also a listing lead. Maybe you talk about the listing first. Maybe you find out, you know, they're not actually that serious and it's not time to present to them yet. You've got to do the pre-qualification. Don't skip that step, because number four is present your buyer presentation. This is where the rubber hits the road for most of you listening. Some of you have a presentation but never use it. Some of you, it's never occurred to you to have a presentation in the first place. So do your buyer presentation in person or via Zoom. Your presentation will cover the following, and I don't have all of it because you get it in Premier Coaching, but the top lines are, number one, the buyer process. When to speak to a lender? What's the difference between being pre-qualified, pre-approved, or loan committed? When should you start seeing homes? How do home inspections and appraisals work? Different than some of you now who just go show something before you even talk about any of this. All right, what to expect from you and what you are to expect from them. Why it's essential to commit to you as their buyer's representative. Next, you're going to make sure in your presentation that you establish their goals. What's a must-have? What's a deal killer? Compare goals if more than one buyer is buying. For example, are both spouses on the same page? There's an exercise we teach in Premier Coaching about how to discover if they are or are not on the same page. Discuss how you're compensated for your work. Again, this is different for many of you, and now it's going to be required. Discuss how you are compensated for your work. Examine the different possibilities for covering your commission. A, it's included by the seller via the listing agreement. That could be, and I think that's still going to be very common. B, part of it's included by the seller. C, it's offered by the builder, perhaps, that they want to build with. D, they could be out of pocket. Or E, negotiate this as a seller's concession. You must normalize this conversation immediately.
Or F, frankly, you're going to be able to roll it into financing. And there's reasons to believe that Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac are going to start allowing, right now you can have up to 6% seller's concessions on Fannie Mae financing. If we're getting any of these numbers wrong, lenders, let's make sure you let us know. But yeah, what we suspect is going to happen is it's going to be very easy to have your buyer's agent commission be part of the seller's concessions. That's going to be rolled in as, you know, for example, the seller agreeing to pay the home warranty or the seller agreeing to pay for their part of the title insurance or their, guys, this is just going to be normalized faster than you can possibly imagine. That's how it always has been. There's been so many changes that have happened in the industry in the past 30 plus years. Julie and I have been in real estate. This is just going to be another one. It's just another process change. At the end of the day, buyer's agents are more needed now because of the added complexity from all these changes than they ever have been before, but only if they have the skill set. The agents that would be adversely affected by this were the ones that were probably not selling anything anyway, because they're not going to take the time. They're not going to join Premier Coaching. They're not going to learn how to, you know, basically present their value because they don't have any and they know it.
They're probably not even listening to this podcast.
No, they're not. I mean, and that's more than 50% of all the real estate agents out there.
Yep.
You know, so really the ones that are going to be adversely affected that are not going to adapt to the new changes weren't in production anyway. So the rest of you, take this stuff seriously.
And back to our presentation, you are next. Also, this might be unusual for some of you. You're going to create a buyer's net sheet, which includes costs like the home inspection, that's out of pocket, loan application fee, credit report fee, and possibly your compensation.
And a buyer's processing fee. Include the processing fee on your net sheet. We include a sample of that in your in Premier Coaching, the buyer section. Yes, we do charge processing fees or suggest you charge processing fees to both buyers and sellers. A processing fee can be $400. It can be $1,000. It can be whatever the heck you want it to be. You just have to disclose it so that the buyer's agreeing to it ahead of time. And that's part of learning our buyer, essentially a buyer agent's presentation and system.
And that's a fee, not a commission. So again, We teach all of that. And last but not least in your presentation, close for the signature on the net sheet, the exclusive buyer representation, and your state agency agreement. Remember, the definition of close, in this case, closing for a signature, is the logical ending to a great presentation. In other words, if you skip the presentation, closing is going to be awkward. You might not even be comfortable asking for that signature. And if you do, it's going to be weird for your potential client. So you're not going to get it. You have to do the presentation so that you can honor the fact that closing is the logical ending to a great presentation.
Well,
it
you
just
have,
makes sense.
To Julie's point, you have to learn how to present this. You have to learn how to get these signed, because if you don't, you won't be in the real estate business. This is no longer an option. Some of you have, you know, we've been in live, Julie and I've done live events before. Well, there'll be agents that take this sort of almost religious posture against getting exclusive buyer agency contract signed. They'll say things like, I don't use those. Nobody in my MLS uses those. Nobody in my blah, 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 blah. All these reasons why nobody uses them, right? Well, guess what? You don't have a choice now. You're going to have the agency form signed. You're going to have an exclusive buyer agency form signed where the buyer is acknowledging that the buyer agent commission is no longer an entitlement to the transaction. It's not automatically going to be paid for by the seller. Not to say it's not going to be paid for by the seller, but not automatically paid for by the seller. That's our understanding of how these new guidelines and laws will actually take place. So for those of you who've been sanctimonious about not using exclusive buyer agency contracts, you need to adjust immediately to the new realities. That means that if you are only selling real estate to the, you know, your friends and family and people you know at church and whatnot, and you've never had to have an exclusive sign because of the nature of your relationship with those guys, you're going to have them have them signed anyway. You guys understand where we're going? And this isn't a Tim and Julie rule. Yeah. This is a rule that's been changed because of these commission sharing lawsuits.
And if your friends and family and past clients of repeat and referral truly do have the same loyalty that you always argue to the death that you don't have to have that sign because they're so loyal, then they won't have a problem signing with you. And to your point, Tim, it's not a Tim and Julie rule. Not only will you not be compliant, but there's already some states that are saying it's a $10,000 fine for every time that they find out that you're, you know, trying to transact without this, starting in July, not starting today. All right, so back to our system. Point number five. After you've done all of this, now you schedule showings. If they're not already set up, make a task list if they're not. So you either start showing, or if they're not ready because they haven't got their loan in place, maybe they haven't signed your exclusive buyer rep agreement, maybe they're just getting ready and it's 90 days out, then set up a task list. Get loan committed. You know, get XYZ in place. This could include meeting with their accountant, right lender, you for a listing appointment if they're also a listing lead, a stager, a credit counselor, or any number of other items necessary before you get busy showing them property. Then, of course, you're going to get them into a showing situation. And point number six, negotiate on their behalf, win if you're competing, and go pending.
You know, Julie, point number five, schedule showings. There's so much more to that you guys are going to learn in Premier Coaching.
True.
I mean, we have scripts where you're explaining to the buyer that you're, you know, 99% of the time folks will purchase a home within three trips or less. And each time I'm going to show you three to four houses. And then, you know, Mr. Buyer, don't be surprised if the first home I show you is going to be the one that you actually want to buy. And the key is, you know, all these types of things.
It's called the three times out script.
Exactly. And then there's the floor model script and all these other scripts that we teach you in Premier Coaching. So working with buyers, as we have taught forever, is going to be as formalized and professional as working with sellers. Adapt quickly, adapt immediately. And you're going to end up basically having a lot less stress in your life. And by the way, be making a lot more money because your competitors are not going to adapt. Your competitors are going to be, you know, essentially ham-fisting their way through getting exclusive contracts signed. They're going to do nothing other than scare the buyers off. And they're going to then end up with you where you're going to show them why you're worth the exclusive, which, by the way, you have to have signed regardless. You're going to show them what your added USPs are, unique selling propositions, why they'd want to work exclusively with you, which, by the way, your competitors won't have. You guys get it? This change is going to give you a competitive advantage as long as you see it like that and take action on it.
Point number seven of your system is close, as in closing the transaction. After closing, record a testimonial video, get a written testimonial, and ask who else they know who could use your help buying or selling real estate. And of course, point number eight, lather, rinse, and repeat. If you need more help, if you're still stressed out by this, sign up for Premier Coaching today for free so we can help you. Do you need a turnkey buyer presentation along with all the scripts? Sign up for coaching. Need buyer pre-qualification scripts? Same thing. Sign up for coaching.
The reason I like these changes ultimately for the industry is it really will allow those that have been, like, if you are an agent who has been a Premier Coaching client forever and you've been in a marketplace where you have been following a formalized approach with working with buyers, for example, and you've had your buyer presentation, you getting exclusive signed, the thing that's actually been working against you are all the less professional agents in your marketplace that have essentially been, you know, what we call the Pop-Tart agents, right?
Right.
Where a buyer would say, well, you know, maybe if a buyer would say to you when you're trying to get the exclusive signed, they'd say, well, you know, I've worked with buyers in the past, buyer agents in the past, and they've ever asked me to sign these forms. And so the less than professional Pop-Tart agents have actually kind of made the whole industry, I think, kind of sketch in the way that the buyers were having experiences.
Less professional.
Right. Yep. And now what's going to happen? I mean, imagine if you were going to a doctor and, like, you know, the doctor experience you're used to having where you walk in and get the insurance form and they take your, you know, they weigh you and they take your, you know, your
blood
pulse and
all
the whole thing. Well, imagine you walk into another one where you meet them like by an outdoor, you know, food cart, you know, some guy selling tacos and there's a guy that's got a little fold up table that, you know, is a doctor and he's going to solve all your problems. I mean, you guys get it. I mean, that's kind of what the industry was, right? Now with these changes, everyone's going to have to follow the same formalized approach. And the competitive advantage that gives to those who are willing to adapt and change and even take this formalized approach to the next level, like we teach you in Premier Coaching, is you will have an unfair advantage in the marketplace because your competitors are still going to be out there next to the food cart with their, you know, fold up, you know, tables and chairs trying to solve your health problems. You guys get it?
Until they have their license taken away for non-compliance.
Or frankly, they don't have any, if they have somebody that's looking at them thinking to themselves, why the heck would I want to work with you?
Yep.
Whereas this other person is taking a much more formalized professional approach. It just makes you look better in a marketplace of sameness. And I hopefully you guys are not seeing this as something that's intimidating. I know some of you are feeling threatened by this, but there's really no reason to. All we're asking you to do is do what you're doing. Just do it with a little bit more formality, which will resonate with your prospective buyers because they'll appreciate the fact that you're a professional. You being professional and having a professional approach will actually make it so you'll attract better quality buyers. Because the ones that are not serious aren't going to want to sign an agency form, let alone an exclusive form, which means you just saved yourself a bunch of time.
Well, right. Like, take for example, there are people out there that are just house connoisseurs. They just want to go see what somebody's living room looks like. They like that decor. They're going to go take some pictures. That person is no longer going to be literally able to waste your time. If they're indeed serious and they have been talking to a lender and they're ready to rumble and they've got good motivation, of course, after your great presentation where you're showing your value and your transparency, well, of course, they're going to want to sign with you. Just makes sense.
That's right. So listen, guys, we're going to keep focusing on making it so that you have the practical and tactical information that you need to keep you in action and help you make a lot of money. We are without a doubt at the beginning stages of what will be a slow boiling, ever increasing housing market. We talked about this on yesterday's podcast, the 8 reasons to be incredibly optimistic about this housing market. All indications are that we are absolutely going to have one of the best years in real estate in the last 3 years, as Julie and I, by the way, predicted would happen mid last year based on the increase in inventory and obviously a lot of, essentially demand that we suspect was going to do nothing other than multiply, which is exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. So for every one listing that's for sale, how many buyers in your marketplace are there ready to buy it? 10, 20? You guys get it? Well, guess what? The inventory is going to start hitting the market. It already is. So listen to yesterday's podcast. In the meantime, thank you for keeping this number one listen to daily podcast for real estate professionals in at least the United States. We adore all the hundreds of 5-star reviews you guys have given us over on iTunes. It is our pleasure and our honor to be your daily real estate coaches. Now take the next natural step and join Premier Coaching urgently. Just go to premiercoaching.com or scroll down and click the link below. Have a fantastic day. We'll talk with you on the show tomorrow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.